to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, and I'll start reading from verse number 16. Again, thank you, Pastor, for giving us the opportunity to come and give a report about the work in Pakistan. I want to thank every one of you. Your church has supported us for a number of years. I believe they've pretty much supported us since 2001. It might even be before that. And I just want to thank every one of you for your part in giving to missions, giving to the work in Pakistan, and helping us through it, and staying behind us, and for your faithful prayers. Thank you so much for that. It's an honor for us to be able to come and to share with you what God has enabled us to do for him. We appreciate the music, and you know, it's I was watching the choir sing, and you know, it's good to see young men sing. I tell you what, there's something about it. I've seen it in churches. I've seen it where we were. The young men don't like to sing. I mean, the choir, only women are singing. The men just move their, they don't really sing. So it's good to see men singing. You know, if you're a child of God, you'll be singing for eternity. Might as well get used to it. So it's just good to see that and appreciate that. And 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and verse number 16. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We see these verses, short verses, very, very important and powerful short commandments we see in these verses. Well, one of the things that we're going to look at this morning is verse number 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We're going to look at this morning the sin of ingratitude. The sin of ingratitude. We thank the Lord that, you know, you and I, as we look around, think about this, every one of us that are here, we are a blessed people. I'm including myself, every one of us. We're blessed because God has given us the freedom to come and worship him this morning. We're blessed because we can do it freely. We don't have to anything to worry about. You know, God's taken good care of every one of us that's sitting here. We are a blessed people. We have no doubt about that. However, with blessings come responsibilities as well. The Bible does teach us, to whom much is given, much is required. We are living in times when we are seeing the sin of ingratitude. People are just not thankful for what they have. Two things that are not found together is, like, for example, a complainer does not have a thankful spirit, and a thankful spirit does not complain. You see, people who are thankful are not thankful because they have things better than everyone else. And people who are complainers are not complainers because they have things worse than anyone else. It's what it is it's an attitude and it's an outlook on things. It's not circumstances that determine whether we are going to be thankful. You know, I'm sure you've known people who've had the best circumstances and are still not thankful. And at the same, people who are probably in some of the worst circumstances they could be, but they are joyful, they're thankful, they have a spirit of praise. So you see, it's about attitude and it's about the outlook. One who looks for something to praise the Lord, he'll find it. He'll find it. And one who looks for something to complain about, he'll find that as well. He'll find it. And it's one of the sins that we see is big. And it's one of the sins also that leads to many other sins. It's rooted in selfishness and leads to so many other sins. Think about this, Lot. It was the sin of ingratitude that made him choose the better piece of land, which ended up destroying his family. It was the sin of ingratitude that David, it made him steal another man's wife of his soldier who was fighting his battles. The sin of ingratitude. It was the sin of ingratitude that caused, if you remember, King Joash to kill Zechariah, the son of his benefactor Jehoiada. You may remember that. It was the sin of ingratitude that led Absalom to steal the kingdom of David, his father. It was the sin of ingratitude that caused Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus with a kiss. The sin of ingratitude. We're living in times when we see the sin of ingratitude, I would say, at its peak. And this is everywhere all around the world. You see, we've been in Pakistan for the last 20 years. We've almost seen a generation in the church grow up right in front of us. Some of the children, because some of them were teenagers when they came. Some of them were children. Now some of them are adults. They're married. They're having children. It's a blessing to see that. It's great to see that. But there's a downside of it too. You might say, well, what's the downside? When the sin of ingratitude comes in. You see, and we've seen that as well. Now, if we're going to develop an attitude of thankfulness, it's not going to come naturally. Because our sinful nature, in its sin, does not have the thankful nature in it. Thankfulness is something that through God's word, by the help of the Spirit of God, it can be taught and it can be practiced. But it doesn't come that, it's just not in our nature to be thankful. Remember, you and I that are parents, what do we have to constantly keep telling our children? Say thank you. Say thank you. Why? Because it's just not natural for them to say thank you. For example, if some things are natural, a dog, you don't have to give dog barking lessons. Just gonna bark. It just comes natural to them. They'll just do it. A baby duck, you don't have to try to teach the duck how to swim or do paddling. They're just going to do it. It's just natural. But thankfulness has to be taught. You and I that are parents, we have to constantly teach it to the children. I'm sure grandparents teach it to their grandchildren. To be thankful. It's a thing that has, because in our sinful nature, and we've seen it with children, what do? Give it to me. And what do we try to tell them? Is that how you ask? It's just in our sinful nature. You and I that are parents, we've seen this, how kids will say, this is mine. You know, when kids have toys, and all of a sudden their cousins come or other friends come, and all of a sudden they play with their toys, what's the first thing they're going to make them know? This is mine, actually. They're afraid they might just take it with them. It's just part of the sinful nature that we all have it. Our kids got it from us. That's just the way it is. But God in his word shows us and commands us that in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. You see, the month of December is a month where you and I, we get to practice thanksgiving. Not just by food, eating food, but also by having a spirit of thankfulness. There's three reasons why we're going to look at real quick, we should be thankful. Number one, it ensures we do the will of God. It does not mean if someone has an attitude of thankfulness and praise to God, they are doing the will of God in every area. But at least in that area, they are being thankful. They are trying to do the will of God. See, we ought to be thankful for our salvation. If you're a child of God this morning, and I hope everyone is, but maybe if there's someone who's never accepted the Lord, then I'd encourage you. God has brought you here for a reason, and I can tell you one of the reasons, he wants you to be saved. He wants you to accept him and have everlasting life with him forever and ever. We can be thankful for our salvation. We can be thankful for the food he gives us to eat every day. We can be thankful for the places we have where we are staying. I shared it earlier. We can thank the Lord for this wonderful place of worship he's given us. We can be thankful for the Word of God, the Bible we have. you saw in the presentation, the current Urdu Bible we have, we're working on the translation. There's some translation errors, and with God's help, we are working on those translations so that people can have the pure Word of God, just like we do through the King James Bible. Isn't that a blessing, that we have the pure Word of God? But there's places they don't. There's places, there's languages in Pakistan still that people speak those languages, that there's no Bible in those languages. So what I'm saying is that we have a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot to be thankful for. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, giving thanks for all things into God and the Father and the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, for all things. The Bible is teaching us to be thankful, not just in one thing, in two things, but in all things. Do you realize that bad things can happen to good people? But God expects us, God commands us to still be thankful. Remember all the things that happened in Joseph's life? I mean, his brothers, how they treated him from the very beginning, how they sold him into slavery, how he was falsely accused and ended up in prison. And then he tried to tell one of the guys, remember the butler who was, one of them was freed and one of them was killed. He tried to tell them that, you know, if you can, try to let someone know about this. But they forgot. But eventually we see he was out of prison and God... of course, what we find amazing part about Joseph is God says he was prosperous even in jail. God says it. If God says it, that means he is prosperous. However, we see this is his attitude. He said, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good. The second thing, the second reason why we ought to be thankful is to be thankful is to glorify God. Psalms chapter 50 and verse 23, whosoever offereth praise glorifieth me. Here's a third reason. It is good, just thankfulness. It's good to just have a thankful attitude. It's good for us. It benefits us as well. It glorifies God. We see that from the Bible. It's the will of God. It ensures that we are staying in the will of God. But the third thing is good for us as well. Well, the Bible tells us, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. You see, a merry heart is a praising heart. A merry heart is a rejoicing heart. A merry heart is a thankful heart. And thanks be to God how it benefits. Being thankful is also beneficial to us as well. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 1, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. We see it was for their safety and for their benefit, Paul is trying to write to them, that they praise God. It's for their safety and for their benefit that we can actually praise God and thank him for what he's done for us. If you remember Caleb in the Old Testament, an older man, and he's going to get a piece of land that's on a mountain, and he's just content with that. He's just thanking the Lord for that. One of the statements, think about this, that he was one of those spies that tried to encourage the people to go into the land. But he had to stay in the wilderness with the other people as well. Even though he did not complain. But this is what God said about him. Deuteronomy chapter 1:36. God said he would give the land to him and his children because he hath wholly followed the Lord. Even in his older years, it was the land might have been challenging to get on a mountain, but he was willing to take. If that's what the Lord has, that's what he'll take. A challenge even in his older year. And so God said, you know, he hath wholly followed. This is God saying about him through the inspiration of the, and he gives the words for the prophets can write on. That's what they've written about him. He wholly followed the Lord. Daniel in the Bible had a spirit of thankfulness. Daniel chapter 2, verse number 19 and verse 20. If you remember when the king had the dream, and then when Daniel, God revealed that dream and the meaning of it, and I'll read the verse. It says, "Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, 'Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his.'" Verse 23, "I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hath given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter." You see, Daniel was known also for having an excellent spirit. And so one of the things we see about thankfulness and an excellent spirit, they go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. So Daniel, when God showed him the meaning, the first thing he did is he just thanked God for it. Thank God for it. Think about this, that his life was in danger. And he was thankful to God that God showed him the meaning. He was able to show it to the king. And he didn't just save his life, he saved lives of many others as well, because the king was about to kill all these so-called wise men. He was one to kill if they didn't tell the dream and the meaning. But Daniel, because of Daniel, and the thing about him is he's thankful to God. He has a spirit of thankfulness. 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 50, "Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen. I will sing praises unto thy name." You see, when there's a spirit of thanksgiving, we will want to share the gospel with the lost. When there is a spirit of thanksgiving. When there is a spirit of thanksgiving, we will want to share our testimony. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8, "Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." I remember we had a youth activity one time, and this was in Pakistan, and so we said, okay, now let's have a time of testimony where we can just thank God. Anything anyone wants to share? And there was like what you call a pin drop silence. I mean, so you want to get people to be quiet? Say, come give a testimony. Surely there's something you're thankful for. But that's what the Bible says. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. See, you see, when there's a spirit of thanksgiving, we will want to share our thanks. Here's the third thing. When there's a spirit of thanksgiving, we will recognize he has been merciful to me. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Here's another thing. When there's a spirit of thanksgiving, we will recognize he is the shepherd. Psalm 79, verse number 13. "So we thy people and the sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations." See, our Lord called believers my sheep. That's what he called. Because he died for them, and because the Father gave them to him. He died for them. If you've never trusted the Lord as your Savior, I'm here to encourage you. He died for you. He was buried. He rose again so that you could have eternal life. See, Jesus is enough for every need the sheep may have as they are in the pasture. Isn't that good? He's enough. Remember Psalms 23 where it says, "I shall not want because he always provides." Remember where it says in Psalms 23, "He leadeth me beside the still waters." You see, he gives peace. Remember where it says, "He restoreth my soul." Aren't you glad that he heals? Remember where it says, "For thou art with me." He's always there for us. So you and I are definitely a blessed people. Remember where it says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." That's the Lord's protection. That's the Lord's protection. So you and I, we are a blessed people. I thank the Lord that years ago, I was born in a nominal Christian family in Pakistan. And I went to a, when I was really young, my parents moved. I went to a Catholic school. Of course, didn't hear the gospel from there. But I did hear about God, about a lot of repetitious prayers, saw a lot of statues. Then when we went moved back to Pakistan, again, went to different churches that were there that were false churches, didn't hear a clear gospel message. Then it wasn't until, I still till this day don't know who the preacher was that came. We were just a meeting somewhere. And God let me hear a message about salvation. Well, in the message, God let me hear that I'm a sinner, that I have sinned against him. You see, before that, I never really saw myself as a sinner. But also, not only did God show me that I was a sinner, but God also showed me through his word that he is the one who died for my sins. You see, before that, it's a general, well, Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. But then you realize, no, he died for me, for my sins as well. And I thank the Lord that God let me see that. God let me hear that. And God gave me the opportunity to accept him. When I came to the States in 1991, I started, this is the first time I started to attend an independent Baptist church, which is our sending church now. I had never been to a Baptist church, but God used the preaching of his word to show me lots of things that I had never heard or seen before from God's word. And I tell you what, this is all the goodness of God, because he is the shepherd and he does care for his sheep. He does provide them with his word where they can learn and grow in him. And there's still things I'm learning, and I thank God for that, because he constantly provides for his sheep. I thank the Lord how God worked in my wife's life, how she came from a home that her mother and father were separated, and so her grandmother raised her. And thank God for those grandparents that are willing to do that. And then someone from our church, it was a Saturday visitation, someone invited her to come, and she came, and she rode the church bus, and in one of the Falls revivals, she accepted the Lord as her Savior. And then she went and attended the Bible Institute of our church, and so I had done some deputation before, then we got married, and I thank the Lord, God gave us the opportunity now to serve him, and to live for him, and to try to share his message to a people that probably have never heard about him. Isn't God good? He takes care, and he in his miraculous ways chooses to use us. Think about this. I can definitely tell you one thing. I'm just abundantly blessed. Because think about this. In Pakistan, an average person has never heard the gospel. Never. God in his goodness let me hear. I mean, it's just the grace of God that I'm here this morning. And so definitely, you know, as you and I, you know, as and I know as every one of you, those of you that have been born, you have a testimony. What your background was before and where God brought you through. It's all the goodness of God. Even if you're born in a pastor's home or a missionary home, you ought to have a testimony, because everyone has a sinful nature. And everyone needs the Savior just as much. And when he saves, he saves 100%, all the way. Isn't that good? In Romans chapter number 1 and verse 21, we find out about the sin of ingratitude. And how, oh, in fact, I'll just read that verse real quick for you. Romans chapter number 1. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Notice what it says. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. You see, God has revealed the truth to us through his word. And we are a blessed people because we have the truth. We have his word. But I hope and I pray that we would never become a people who are not thankful. Because as we read the next verses from here, it gets worse and worse and worse. It doesn't get any better. You see, when men rejects the truth or takes a stand against the truth, they're not glorifying God. They're definitely not being thankful. So since they've rejected the truth, what happens then? God lets them believe lies. Isn't that what you and I are witnessing? People believing lies all around us. We try to tell them what the truth is, but they're so convinced their lie is okay. You see, when we don't give thanks, it does have an impact upon our lives. The Bible talks about, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, the sins that will dominate the perilous times that you and I are living in. And in the middle of those sins, there's a sin. It's very clear. It's called unthankful. It's in the list. God said that it's going to happen in the last days that you and I are living in. People will be unthankful. And this is not talk of, these are those who profess to be godly. They'll be unthankful. The Bible tells us that's going to happen. If you remember in the book of Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 22 and verse 17, the Bible says, and he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this cup, take this and divide it among yourselves. And he took bread, and look what it says about the Lord Jesus Christ, and gave thanks. Do you see what Jesus is doing? He's giving thanks for about what he's about to do is give his own body. Go through all this suffering, and he's giving thanks. Verse 19, this is my body, which is given for you. Verse 20, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. You see, how could Jesus be thankful for what he was about to do? And the book of Hebrews gives us the answer for the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. He was thankful. If you're a child of God, you know why he was thankful? That you'll be one of his. Think about that. He was thankful for the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. He knew his sacrifice would bring God and men together for the joy that was set before him. The sin of ingratitude. You and I have so much as God's people to be thankful for. Let's just stay away from the sin. Let's just confess it and forsake it, because God is willing to forgive anyone that will come to him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our dear and gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, Lord, for the wonderful opportunity we've had to be here this morning. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for my sins, for making the way of salvation. Thank you for giving us your precious word. I thank you for Heritage Baptist Church, Lord. I thank you for everyone that's a member here. I'm thankful, Lord, for Pastor and his wife and their faithful service to these dear people. I'm thankful, Lord, for every one of these people who give so that your gospel, your good news, can be heard all around the world. I'm thankful for their giving to our family and the people of Pakistan. But most of all, I'm thankful for you, Lord, who's made it all possible. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and grace in every one of our lives. I ask all these things in your precious and holy name. Amen.